producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do so. I'll tell you about Sideshow a little bit later in the program, which is a new play. It's actually not a new play. It's a revival of a play that opened about, I guess, 7 or 8 years ago that didn't do very well. And I'll tell you what I think this one's going to do any better and what the good news is and what the bad news is about it. But in the meantime, we're talking with Jim, who was diagnosed as schizophrenic when he was 17, which is nearly 50 years ago, 48 years ago. He's now 65. He's become a Franciscan and prays every day. And I said, look, first of all, that a diagnosis of any kind of mental problem when you're an adolescent needs to be revisited when you're not an adolescent anymore for a whole lot of reasons. But basically, let's just deal with the obvious one, is that your metabolism changes so much. So that people who have emotional problems when they're 17 sometimes outgrow them. And sometimes they're misdiagnosed just because it's the diagnosis with a teenager. I mean, if you talk about somebody who has mood swings or who sort of imagine things or says that they hear voices, I mean, that would basically be a trigger, a flag for some kind of mental illness. But that's not terribly undescriptive, I'm not sure that's an English word, of adolescence. That adolescence just is a really a time between. So if there's any kind of diagnosis of any medical or psychological issue, it needs to be revisited when adolescence is passed, number one. Number two, with any psychotropic medications, needs to be revisited on a timely basis because bodies change, medication changes, diagnoses change. So that's another thing. And third of all, that I don't know who made the diagnosis in your case, Jim, or who monitors your medication, but hopefully it's a psychiatrist and not a family physician, because I am a great fan of family medicine, but not for specific issues. If you need a bypass surgery, you're not going to go to your family physician. You're going to go to a cardiologist. If you need a lung replacement, you're not going to go to your family physician. You're going to go to a pulmonary specialist. So, and your brain is no less complicated. In fact, you could argue that a brain is a lot more complicated than a heart. A heart's just a muscle. It's just a pump. A brain is a much more complicated mechanism. So you want someone who's both a specialist and up to date. So what's today's question? What's the issue you want me to look at with you, Jim?
Should I request a hearing? How do I get the evaluation? The doctor is always like walked away from me when I started telling my story and stuff. And my interior is completely different than, like, say, when I was an adolescent. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, who is the doctor that you're, are you seeing somebody now? Are you seeing a physician now?
Actually, I'm in the hospital right now.
What kind of hospital?
It's a state mental hospital. Northeast Florida State Mental Hospital.
Oh, so you're in a mental hospital. Well, I would just say, listen, I would like an evaluation.
Okay. All right, I'll do that. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Was that the only question? Yeah, I just say, look, I haven't really had a diagnosis. Who hospitalized you?
Actually, they want to release me, but they want to release me to an ALS with this diagnosis of schizophrenia.
It's
a bad ride out there, okay?
How did you get committed to the hospital to begin with?
Certainly, I would not like it all.
Pardon me?
I know what it was that got me to the hospital. It was
what?
Schizophrenia. It was fear and rage. Fear and rage.
What did you do?
What happened to me when I happened to me the state of left come down here?
What did you actually do?
Going on right here in the hospital. There's a lot of abuse going on here. So.
Jim, what did you actually do that got you committed?
You know, that's a good question. They never really told me as such. I never seen the papers. It's called Baker acting.
No. I know, but Jim, what did you do? You know what you did.
Well, let me think. I wasn't showering, okay?
Okay.
And it also did me a lot of good, of course. My stay here. But I wasn't showering, and, like, I had, like, a strange look on my face, my eyes, and that, I was scary, but I didn't look right, okay, as such. Okay.
Well, but were you already in the hospital at that point? Where were you not showering?
Correct, if you're in Florida.
I know, but were you living on your own? Were you living with the Franciscans? Were you in a hospital?
No, I was living on my own, yes.
Well, but who noticed?
I'm a lay person, basically. But
who noticed that you weren't showering?
I do stand near me.
Well, there is that, especially in the heat.
You saw anybody who has a good nose. You don't even need a good nose.
Right. All right, I'll tell you what. Here's what I think you need to do. I think you need to ask somebody, tell them that you haven't had a diagnosis for a very long time, and that you know that your records have you stamped as a schizophrenic, but you'd really like to have an evaluation of both your mental status and your medication.
Good enough.
Okay.
The doctor should do this.
Yeah, they should be able to do that while you're hospitalized.
Very good.
Okay.
I'll do that, Dr. Joy.
Okay, well, good luck to you.
Thanks so much. Do you mind
You're
if
welcome.
I call back in case something else should come up?
No, that you're perfect. You can only call about once a month, but you're certainly welcome to call once a month. Okay?
Oh, it's November and there's December.
Exactly. Write it down on your calendar.
Okay.
All righty?
Thanks, Dr. Joy.
Good luck to you, Jim. 855-99-DR-JOY. That's a great answer.
Stand next to me.
Yeah. Who knew you weren't showering? Everybody. Listen, he may be schizophrenic, but he's not stupid
at
all.
Yeah, he should be a stand-up comic.
Well, I mean, that's a great response. It really is. Okay. I mean, you know what? All God's children got something to teach you. They really do.
That's right.
You know, all you have to do is be open to whatever it is that they need to teach you. Let me just reiterate the point that that issues that are relevant in adolescence may be outgrown, may be altered for a whole lot of reasons. So it makes some sense to have somebody go back and reevaluate and see what's going on. Okay, because I mean, look, that adolescence is really just such a troubled time, and all that rebelliousness and all that, all that anger and frustration, which is pretty characteristic of that. Certainly, hopefully gets outgrown, but it's worthwhile to get a reevaluation. Okay, and in fact, let me just tell you a quick story. That's basically how I got started in the business. That somebody had interviewed me and said, you know, that they kept talking to area psychologists and my name kept coming up, and so they invited. They came and sort of offered me a radio program, and I said no. You know, all I have is my reputation. It doesn't mean anything to anybody but me. And they kept talking about it, and you know, I'm a Southern girl, so I have relatively good manners. And I finally thought, they're not going to go away. So if I just do it once, then they'll understand that I don't actually know how to do this, and everything will go away, and it'll be fine. I'll get back to my life. And so I came in on I was actually filling in for somebody, and the host who was there didn't like women, didn't like psychologists, was going through a divorce. So he just abandoned me. He wouldn't interview me, but somebody else did. And the first caller was someone who said, essentially, almost what Jim said, except he said that he tried to enlist in service, and they said that he was a sociopath. And and this was, you know, like 30 or 40 years before. And I found out a little bit about him. He'd married. He'd had children. He worked. He'd never been arrested. He didn't have any drug or alcohol problems. And I said, look, if somebody gives you a term that makes some sense to you, then, you know, that may make some sense to adopt it. If somebody gives you a term that doesn't make any sense to you, then maybe what you do is question or ask or something about it rather than just accept it. And I said, by definition, you may have problems, but you don't fit the definition of a sociopath. And you could hear him in that moment put down, like, literally 30 years of misery. And I thought, maybe there really is something for me to do here. So that sort of notion that it's important to revisit and see if somebody has said something that doesn't make any sense to you, to revisit it rather than just accept it. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Thank you.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Good idea. Kimberly, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I just had a quick question I wanted to ask you.
Okay.
I started therapy, and the quick question I wanted to ask is, like, the next day after I do my therapy, like, the next day, I have some kind of feeling. I don't know what to say about it, like, I'm facing some things and I'm fine with that, but like the next day, I want to know, is it normal the next day to feel kind of awkward? I really don't know what word to use, and I know.
Well, see if you've been, you feel awkward, you feel confused, you feel tired, you feel upset? Can you kind of hone in on it for me a little bit?
Yeah, I feel upset, and I get a little upset. Sometimes I feel like I shouldn't even go back, but I know that I have to. I don't know.
All right. Let me get just a little bit of information from you. How old are you?
37.
Okay, and what are you going into therapy about?
Just in general, things that I think I didn't deal with.
Okay.
From a sexual assault, and also from just years of pain that I caused myself pain.
Okay. Well, listen, let's just look at, even if I hadn't known that, that's very helpful information in that what you're telling me is that in the purpose of therapy for you right now, if I understand you correctly, is to kind of dig up some stuff that you've buried.
Right.
So that you don't have to schlep it around with you all the time. So if you dig up something you've buried, it's going to become more evident to you, right? It's seeing the light of day. It's going to be closer to your life. And you, the good news about it is, for the long run, you're not going to have to push it away as much. But the bad news for the short run is it's going to feel uncomfortable because it's closer. It's more evident. It's all right. So I would say that means that's a very, very, very good sign. All right. Not a bad sign at all, even though it's uncomfortable. And before I knew that that's what you were actually working on in therapy, what I would have used is the metaphor that when you go to work out and you've used a muscle that you haven't used for a long time, it's going to feel sore the next day. But that's a good thing. That means that you're building strength. And so I don't really need to use the metaphor with you because you've told me very specifically that you're dealing with things that you've been pushing away, that you've been hiding, that you've been hiding from. So as you feel stronger in therapy, this is getting closer, but it's not going to feel very good for a while. And I think you bring up a really important point, which is sometimes people feel, well, you know, as long as I'm going to a therapist, I'm going to feel better. And my answer is, you know, it's not a car wash. It's not like you go and put your little feet there and the scrubby bubbles come and you're going to be gorgeous at the end of it. You got to do the work. And it does sound to me that you are doing the work. And the very fact that you feel rotten the next day, or at least unhappy the next day, is a very good sign. That means that you are doing the work, that you are beginning to deal with things, because that's the way to get beyond them. It's not that you're going to forget them. It's not that you're going to erase them. It's let me again use a metaphor. If you've ever gone back to your elementary school, it seems like everything shrunk, that the water fountain shrunk and the rooms got small and the desks were smaller. The water fountain in the room and the desks haven't changed at all. You have. You've gotten bigger and stronger. And that's the whole point of therapy, is it's not that the problems are going to go away. It's not that the desk isn't going to be there, the water fountain's not going to be there, but you're bigger and stronger. So they're going to loom a lot less large. They're going to seem a lot less important, a lot less dangerous to you. So the very fact that you feel crummy the next day is really not only not a bad sign, but a very good sign. And you know what? It makes some sense to say that to your therapist, to tell your therapist that you've been feeling that too, because he or she will probably be as pleased about that as I am, because it's a very good sign. It says you're doing the work. Okay?
Yeah, but it's no way of feeling better, I guess. Because, I mean,
well, it is. Look, you have to remember that these problems didn't come up overnight. All right? So they're not going to go away overnight. And what you want to do is have them so that they are less relevant to you anymore, so that they're not so bothersome. And that's going to take a little time.
Yeah, because I just began. It's only like the third section. So
yeah. But do tell your therapist about this. The other thing that I'm sure you and your therapist have talked about is keeping either a journal or some kind of notebook, so when things occur to you during the week, like on the day after your therapy, when stuff is really close to the surface, it makes some sense to write down what you're feeling. And that may make you feel a little more comfortable as well, because you're feeling a little more in control of it. But those times where you're feeling kind of lousy are times where you can make a lot of headway. So those are very useful times. Also, you may start having dreams that haven't, and they may be somewhat bothersome. They may even feel like nightmares. Write those down too.
Yeah, the next day is the last Friday, because I go on Fridays. The last Friday,
okay.
That Friday night, I, that next day, I did have a horrible dream. I know she told me to write down. I have to write down some goals that she wanted me to do, a little homework that she wanted, but I was going to say that to you next. The dream was so real. It was awful. Made me just call you because it was
okay. Well, if you want, I can talk with you about the dream, or you can wait and save it for your therapist, whichever you'd rather. But that's, you know, the very fact that I predicted that should make you feel a little bit better, that it's not that there's something going wrong, but that there's something going very right.
Yeah. The dream just bothered me a little, Dr. Choi. It's just, like you said, I think I'm bringing it to the surface, and I kind of just don't want to relive it. But I guess I have to relive it, you know.
Well, but again, remind yourself that anything that you're reliving, by definition, you've already survived. It can't hurt you.
Yeah, that's true.
You've already gone through it.
Like that.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, and it's, again, remind yourself that it's like going back to your elementary school that seemed really scary. It's not scary anymore because you're bigger and stronger. And whatever this dream is, you're going back, and you can remind yourself, actually, in the middle of the dream, if you want to, if the dream gets too intense, it's only a dream. You know, I've already lived through it. But even when you're awake, you can remind yourself, you know, been there, done that, figured it out. I'm okay.
But I do feel better. I can't lie. I do feel a lot better. I do feel like a weight has
well, that's,
you know,
great,
lifted off me. But I just it seemed like after it comes, like I go on Fridays, so I don't feel better till Wednesday. See, like today I feel great, so I called you. But by Friday, I'm like, oh. So I'm hoping. I wanted to know what I asked you, but I also want to know, like, I'm hoping that as it goes, am I going to dread going in there every Friday?
Well, you may for a while, to be quite honest. You may for a while, but that's okay because it won't last forever, and you're going to remind yourself that I can do this, that this isn't really important to do, that I've already lived through it, and the reason, and instead of sort of feeling dread, what you can do is just tell yourself, okay, it's kind of like going to the gym, you know, and I'm going to increase the weights because that's the only way to get stronger. And but I've, you know, whatever I'm thinking about, I've already survived. It's already happened to me, so I don't really it can't really hurt me.
Yeah, I have a great therapist because she I don't shut down with her normally. I do, but she seems to be you know, she doesn't push me at all. She lets me do flow, you know. But she does open up wounds I really don't want to, but I know I have to do it. So
well, it's the only way to
tell her what you said, though. I'm going to tell her and write down everything and give it.
Write down everything and understand that you've already survived this. You're doing okay, and it will get better. But it's not going to get better instantly because this wasn't a problem that came up instantly. It didn't come up in a week, so it's not going to go away in a week. But you're on the path. Good for you. All right.
Okay.
Good for you, kiddo.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Irene, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Dr. Joy, thanks for taking the call. All right, I'm 43. I'm married for 16 years, and I have three children. I have an in-law problem. I feel invisible with my husband's family, and this has been something that's been a feeling for about a year. And,
only a year?
About a year, I feel.
Well, wait a minute. What happened in the first 15?
The first 15, I did a lot for his family and to the point of almost doing less for my own family.
But wait a minute. So have you done less for the family in the last year?
I pulled back and I've been taking care of myself, my kids.
Well, but that's why. I mean, listen. We can certainly talk about what it is your goal is here, but you're telling me for 15 years you were an active presence in the family's life and you were really there for them. And then a year ago you pulled back and they are understandably upset about it, I'm sure. So, but it's not like, I mean, this is certainly cause and effect. Now, if you're feeling like you'd like to be more visible but not quite so enthusiastically involved, then that's the issue. But this isn't a surprise. And it's not that you're invisible. It's that you were an active presence, and it's not that they've changed their behavior. It's that you've changed yours.
Right, and it's definitely been for the better. But what bothers me is in the family, is when they need something or they want to make plans, they go through my husband.
Well, but Irene, we know exactly why that's the case. First of all, it is his family, with all due respect. But
right.
Second of all, I keep kind of trying to emphasize what you told me, and you're not hearing, which is their behavior didn't change because of nothing. Their behavior changed because your behavior changed. In other words, their reaction is due to you. Listen, Irene, if for every day for 3 weeks I brought you an apple pie.
Okay.
Okay, and you didn't ask for the apple pie. You weren't even sure you liked apple pie, but every day for 3 weeks, 21 days, I brought you a fresh apple pie every morning. Rang your doorbell, said, "Hi, Irene, apple pie." Okay? On the 22nd day, I didn't show up. Now, the 22nd day, you may say, "Wow, you know, I wonder if she's okay," and you may have gone around your business or whatever. 3 days later, I still haven't brought any apple pie. You're going to say, "Where's my apple pie?" Now,
right.
It wasn't anything you asked for. It wasn't anything, but the point is I taught you to expect an apple pie every day. Now, when I stop bringing apple pies, you're going to feel, first of all, neglected, abandoned. The first response is going to be, "Oh my goodness, I must have offended her." Then when you figure out you didn't do anything, then you're going to be mad at me of, "Well, why the hell didn't you bring me an apple pie?" Now, we can remember, you never asked for the apple pie, but the point is, I taught you to expect apple pie. You've taught your in-laws that you are going to be an active presence in their life, and then you stopped. And so they're not going to be thrilled about that. And what they're going to decide is one of two things. Either they did something, and they can't figure out what it is, so they're going to be defensive, or that you don't like them anymore.
Right.
So they're going to back off from you. Because all they can figure is for 15 years, you taught them that this is the way you're going to behave. You're not behaving that way anymore. You hear me all the time say to people, you know, if you're going to do something, if you're going to change your behavior, explain it to somebody, because otherwise they'll think you're having an affair, especially if you're doing something nice that you weren't doing before.
You
were doing the opposite. You were withdrawing something that you'd offered before. So they're not going to be thrilled with that.
Well, I understand that, and my mother-in-law and I had a falling out about 2 years ago, and I basically weaned myself a little bit and said, "All right, I'm going to do a little bit less for her."
Irene, we already have established that. The question is, what is the question that we understand exactly cause and effect?
Oh, I do, and that makes sense. I didn't even think about it from their point of view. You're absolutely right that I did so much, and now I'm taking quite a few steps back.
So what's the question? So what's the question to me?
Well, now the question is, okay, like I said, I do feel...
Just a question. Just a question.
I'm getting to it. I do Thanksgiving every year, all right? It just came to me. My daughter said to me yesterday, "Mommy, we're going to be having Thanksgiving up at Uncle So-and-so's vacation house." Now, Uncle So-and-so is my husband's brother, and I've had Thanksgiving for years.
Irene, just give me the point. What's the question about Thanksgiving?
My point is, they did this, and what do I... Should I call my sister-in-law who's planning it? Because
Irene, stop talking. What you're going to do is you're going to call your sister-in-law and say, "You know, I understand that you're going to do Thanksgiving this year. This is great. What can I do to help?"
Okay.
If you want to do Thanksgiving next year, then what you need to do is reestablish the ground rules for your relationship with your in-laws, because you can't have it both ways. You can't say, "I'm going to change my behavior toward them," which is clearly going to be interpreted as hostile, and then expect everybody... Irene, we've already established...
No, because they've been to my home, and I've been very gracious.
Been through all of this. I'm not going through it again. What you're going to do, you changed your behavior. They interpreted your behavior as hostile, which is certainly understandable, since it was. So they went ahead and planned Thanksgiving. I think that's a little bit of a snub on their part. Yeah, but I mean, they've been feeling snubbed for the last year. So call up your sister-in-law and say, "Listen, what can I do to help?" And if you want to negotiate with the family or the sister-in-laws, then sit down and talk with them. But communication needs to be overt, not covert. You know, just withdrawing and expecting everybody to think that's great is not a very smart way of communicating. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Question is actually about my sex life with my husband.
Okay.
We had a baby 9 months ago, and I had a very high sex drive before that. I actually still have quite a high sex drive. I just don't seem to want to have sex with my husband.
Who do you want to have sex with?
Nobody. I mean, I have a sex drive. It's
well, how is the sex drive manifest? How do you know it's still there?
Personally.
So you're masturbating?
Yes.
How often?
Yeah. At least a few times a week.
Why would you not... does your husband want to have sex with you?
He does. And I even just right down to any intimacy, kissing, hugging, I really pull back from him.
All right. How long have you guys been married?
2 years.
So you got pregnant pretty quickly.
I did, yeah.
How long did you know each other before you got married?
2 years before that.
Were you sexual before you got married?
Very.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
And how old is he?
He's 27.
Planned pregnancy?
Yes.
What kind of birth control are you using now?
We're not. We're using just, well, I mean condoms. But.
Do you want to have another child very quickly?
No, not for a few years.
Why don't you use better birth control?
Because of depression and stuff, I'm limited to condoms.
Are you on Zoloft or something?
No, I'm not at the moment. I've been off of it since before I got pregnant.
Are you? Would you say that you're depressed at this moment?
No.
Okay. Are you breastfeeding?
Yes.
Okay. Do you and your husband have a weekly date?
We haven't done that yet.
Okay. Let me suggest a couple of things to you.
Okay.
First of all, I think you need to make sure that your birth control is effective, because that certainly, either consciously or unconsciously, can keep people from having sex
if they
don't really want to have children and are not very, you know, I mean, then you can certainly go to your doctor and get a sponge isn't available anymore, but you can get I can't even think of the name of them for right now, but you get, I mean, get some, you know, barrier method. You can get a cervical cap or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so you can be more in charge of your sex life, which may, in fact, work better for you, number one. Number two, you need to start having weekly dates.
Okay.
And without the baby. Get a babysitter and go out and do fun stuff. And be smart about this. Do things that you really like to do, whether it's dancing or going to see romantic movies or, you know, working out together. Have you put on a lot of weight since the baby?
Yeah, I'm losing it, but yeah, that has played a part for me.
My guess is that it matters much more to you than it does to him.
Probably.
That, you know, that as women, we are all completely neurotic about our bodies, and men think we're adorable. Probably, they probably like us better when we're a little heavier than we like ourselves.
Yeah.
But I think what you need to do is understand that you want to be close to him, and you can be in charge of the sex life. I think you're going to have to stop masturbating for a while, and I'll tell you why. Because you really want the sexual energy to build up so that it's channeled in a direction that is more appropriate for your marriage. You also need to figure out whether or not you're angry with him.
Yeah. That's what I was worried about.
Were you working before the baby was born?
Yes.
Are you working now?
I am, yeah.
Okay. But are you feeling like you're taking that the baby has changed your life a lot and his not so much?
No, not so much. I think he's really given into being a father and stuff, and he's changed his life too. So.
Is there a possibility that on some level you're really angry with him?
There is.
Okay, what are you angry with him about?
That's the part I'm having some trouble. I mean, there's been certain things in our marriage, very small lies, things like that. Nothing of consequence, but just enough that it sort of made it kind of difficult sometimes for me to fully trust him.
Sit down and talk about it. Because the farther the two of you get away from each other, the harder it is to kind of work your way back. And
yeah.
So I think what we can deal with is the behavioral aspects, which is making sure that you're letting your sexual energy build up, doing things together that the two of you enjoy that are kind of turn-ons, making sure that you have time together. But then, and that will certainly work. On the other hand, though, it's really important that the marriage stay healthy and intact, which means the two of you have to talk about the fact that, okay, we need to go back and revisit this and understand that, you know, that people call them white lies, but they seldom are. That a lie is a lie, and the problem about a lie is that the person who's lying knows it's a lie, and that's, you know, that creates its own kind of negative force field. Most of us aren't very good at it, so we usually get caught.
Yeah.
So, and it creates this real destabilization factor. And quite often, once you have one lie, you end up sort of creating this whole constellation of lies to keep the first one in place.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just gets more and more barriers, because a lie basically says, "I'm not okay."
Mm-hmm.
What I did was not okay. The person, if they knew what I did, wouldn't like me okay. It's really a statement of inadequacy. And once you feel inadequate, you're going to build all sorts of barriers between you and anybody else, because that sense of inadequacy is not something you really want exposed. And so you can see how lies really are the enemy of a relationship. They really are. And so I think go back to him, and instead of saying, "Look, you're a liar and that's why we're not having sex," what you need to say is, "You know what, I know that where this comes from, I've been tempted too, but let's understand that we do love each other, we're in this together."
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeals, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters.
Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed the Dr. Joy Brown. I actually call it program. Show sort of seems like I should be singing and dancing, but, you know, maybe. Everybody else calls it show. I just sort of call it program. 855-99-37569. Sarah, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I'm glad it got through. Okay, and like I told your producer, whoever it is, I said, you probably just tell me to stay out of it. Anyway, okay, I'll tell you. I don't like my son's girlfriend, okay? And he's 40 years old. I've been very polite.
He's 4 or 40?
He's 40. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I heard 4 and I thought that doesn't make any sense, Joy. Right, so he's 40. 40.
Okay, I have to switch phone. Sorry.
Okay, what? Yeah, how long have they been dating each other?
They've lived together for about 4 years now.
What don't you like about her?
Well, he got involved with her after 4 months of leaving his wife, and then.
Well, but that makes him creepy, not her.
Yes, it does. Actually, both of them. Yes, it does. I'm angry at my son as well, and I can't say anything. I feel. They got together, and then his wife at the time was so angry and turned his teen kids against him. And not only her, the teens didn't like this lady too much either. I mean, they just lost their dad, right, pretty much. You know?
Well, but she's kind of the victim in all this. I mean, she may or may not be a nice human being, but she's not the one who left a marriage, and she's not the one who abandoned his kids. So that's
right. Yeah, she was very angry. And I warned my son, like, he asked me about 4 months after separation, he asked, Mom, do you think I could date? I said, just a minute. I said, don't even think about it now. They had, she was very much of a spender, so their house was, were last 12 years later than, they were, not even close to getting paid off, whatever. She was a spender, okay? So that was a big thing, and he was angry at it. But anyway.
Well, I get it. Look, there are three separate issues here.
Okay.
One is your son and his marriage, and it sounds like he's divorced at this moment, yes?
Yes. Yeah, fine, he is.
Okay.
Divorced.
So the number one issue is the son and his marriage, which to a certain extent is none of your business. The second is your son dating before he was divorced, which is a disaster, but he's already divorced, so that's kind of a non-issue as well.
Okay.
The third issue is your feelings about her, which are, I mean, all the things you've told me so far have nothing to do with her and everything to do with him.
Okay.
So what is it that you don't like about her?
Okay. She worked part-time, okay? And it actually, it started as roommates, okay? They would both pay, you know, their way and just friends, okay? They knew each other. And then just earlier this year, she quit her job, her part-time job, and hasn't worked since and doesn't seem to be any ambition.
Well, but Sarah, none of this really has anything to do with you, and you're going to get yourself in deep doo-doo.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm calling you, because I have a hard time keeping my mouth shut. You have to tell me how to do it, okay?
Fair enough. All right. Yeah. So let's number one, let's go through, because when I ask you about her, you tell me about him. And I hear that you're disappointed in your son's behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the fact that he was dating while he was still married, it's no longer an issue because he's not married anymore.
Right.
The fact that hopefully he has a better relationship with his children now than he did then, although who knows.
He hasn't seen them for over 2 years now.
Well, but that's, again, that has nothing to do with her and everything to do with him. So you can't really hold her responsible.
Okay.
Whatever their economic issues are between the two of them.
Uh-huh.
And the fact is that, you know, if anything, I would feel sorry for her because she's kind of got caught smack dab in the middle, that his kids don't like her and will never accept her, but doesn't have anything to do with her. She could be the loveliest person on the face of the earth, but they view her as having broken up the marriage, which sounds like she didn't.
No, I don't think she did.
It's easier to blame her than it is to blame their father, but their father's the one who left the marriage, who was dating while he was still married.
Yeah.
And the point is that whether this relationship lasts or not, she's kind of as much the victim as anybody else here. And it's one of the reasons why I think, as anybody who's dating, if you're married to somebody and you're not divorced, you have no business dating, because it's just going to complicate your life immeasurably. But if you're single and you've been married, but you're well past the divorce, don't date somebody who's still married, because it will all come down on your head at some point. It's much easier to blame the stranger than it is to blame kith and kin.
Right.
But at this point, I mean, he's 40 years old, and... I mean, I don't know whether this relationship is going to... Do they have children together?
No, they don't have children together. She has 3 children, and he's pretty much supporting her children and going the extra mile. He wants her kids to like him because he feels so lonely for his kids, okay? So he's going the extra mile, paying stuff, buying them.
Well, how old are his children?
16, 15, and I think 12 or 13.
Okay. And
he's still married, though.
I thought you said he was divorced.
Yeah, my son is divorced, but this lady that he's with, she's still married.
Well, she's as much an idiot as he is.
I know, they both are.
Yeah. Well, at least he's divorced at this moment. Sarah, this one, I would, whenever I view their relationship, I would just superimpose a skull and crossbone on it, which is, as you know, the universal symbol for poison.
Yes,
I mean,
that's what
they
really
are,
want to do.
They are being lunatics. I mean, he wasn't divorced, she wasn't divorced. Mm-hmm. They've got a whole bunch. They've got six kids between the two of them that are going to be feel like they're in a in a pressure cooker.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what I would do is be stupid and cheerful, because there's no role for you here. They're both being idiots. They're getting kids involved where they shouldn't. How old are her kids? Do you know?
No, that's what. Okay, actually, they're five kids. His kids are now 18 and 20.
Okay.
So the
16, 15, and 13-year-old are her kids.
They're her kids, yes.
Well, I mean, the point is that, I mean, the good news is that at least his kids are grown and out of the house. Her kids are still, do they live with him?
Partially. Like, the one daughter lives there now full-time, and then the others are kind of half and half.
If somebody, if her husband gets unhappy, she's likely to lose her kids. Because that's a really good way of getting your kids taken away from you, to cohabit with a man that you're not married when you've got sexually, you've got teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just not a healthy situation for them.
No.
I mean, she's likely to lose her kids if she's not careful. But, I mean, there's just really not much you can do about this. So if I were you, I would just walk away from it, just decide that this has nothing to do with you.
I know.
That you will be polite to everybody, because if anything, those kids could probably use an ally. But, I mean, they're just being idiots, both of them.
Yeah, I like her kids. I feel sorry for them.
Yeah. So that's what I would do. I would not say that you feel sorry for them, but I would just be a charming grandmother and not worry about it past that, because there's really nothing you can do. All right? If you need to talk with me some more, stay on the line. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.